Would you say a rosary for a communist?
No!
Several voices answered fervently. Someone pushed the old man.
It's true, lady,
the old man cried.
He tried to arrest your boy, just like in Russia. They're all communists.
Come on,
the policeman said to the old man. He grabbed him roughly by the back of the coat.
Oh, my God,
Ignatius said, watching the wan little policeman try to control the old man.
Now my nerves are totally frayed.
Help!
The old man appealed to the crowd.
It's a takeover. It's a violation of the Constitution.
He's crazy, Ignatius, Mrs. Riley said. We better get out of here, baby.
She turned to the crowd.
Run, folks. He might kill us all.
Personally, I think maybe he's the communist.
You don't have to overdo it, Mother,
Ignatius said as they pushed through the dispersing crowd and started walking rapidly down Canal Street. He looked back and saw the old man and the bantam policeman grappling beneath the department store clock.
Will you please slow down a bit? I think I'm having a heart murmur.
Oh, shut up. How you think I feel? I shouldn't have to be running like this at my age.
The heart is important at any age, I'm afraid.
There's nothing wrong with your heart.
There will be if we don't go a little slower.
The tweed trousers billowed around Ignatius's gargantuan rump as he rolled forward.
Do you have my lute string?
Mrs. Riley pulled him around the corner onto Bourbon Street, and they started walking down into the French Quarter.
How come that policeman was after you, boy?
I shall never know, but he will probably be coming after us in a few moments, soon as he has subdued that aged fascist.
You think so?
Mrs. Riley asked nervously.
I would imagine so. He seemed determined to arrest me. He must have some sort of quota or something. I seriously doubt that he will permit me to elude him so easily.
Wouldn't that be awful? You'd be all over the papers, Ignatius. The disgrace. You must have done something while you was waiting for me, Ignatius. I know you, boy.
If anyone was ever minding his business, it was I,
Ignatius breathed.
Please, we must stop. I think I'm going to have a hemorrhage.
Okay.
Mrs. Riley looked at her son's reddening face and realized that he would very happily collapse at her feet just to prove his point. He had done it before. The last time that she had forced him to accompany her to Mass on Sunday, he had collapsed twice on the way to the church and had collapsed once again during the sermon about sloth, reeling out of the pew and creating an embarrassing disturbance.
Let's go in here and sit down.
She pushed him through the door of the Night of Joy bar with one of the cake boxes. In the darkness that smelled of bourbon and cigarette butts, they climbed onto two stools. While Mrs. Riley arranged her cake boxes on the bar, Ignatius spread his expansive nostrils and said,
My God, Mother, it smells awful. My stomach is beginning to churn.
You want to go back on the street? You want that policeman to take you in?